Hong Kong. Hong Kong will establish a judge-led independent committee to investigate the city's worst fire in decades, which killed at least 151 people and raised serious questions about building safety and oversight. Chief Executive John Lee said the committee will examine how the blaze started, why it spread so rapidly across seven residential towers at Wong Fuk Court, and whether regulatory failures played a role. The decision follows mounting public pressure for clarity and accountability after the fire left entire blocks gutted and hundreds of families displaced. Police have arrested 13 people on suspicion of manslaughter and detained 12 others in a separate corruption probe linked to the renovation works. Authorities have not confirmed whether any individuals appear in both cases. Investigators say renovation materials used at the complex, including plastic mesh and insulation foam that failed to meet safety standards, contributed to the fast-moving blaze. Officials said these materials were installed in hard-to-inspect areas, making it harder for regulators to detect them. Search teams have combed five of the seven towers, finding victims on stairwells and rooftops as they attempted to escape thick smoke and fire. Around 30 people remain missing. Searches in the two most damaged buildings are expected to take weeks. Community groups have urged the government to release more information on the investigation. Authorities have warned against any attempts to politicize the tragedy. Police detained a student activist, who was later released on bail, and local media say two others are under investigation for possible sedition. Police have not commented. Human rights groups have criticized the arrests, saying residents seeking answers should not be treated as offenders. Hong Kong's National Security Office has cautioned individuals against using fire to stir unrest, recalling the citywide protests of 2019. Despite the ongoing crisis, Sunday's legislative election will proceed as scheduled. Only candidates vetted as patriots are allowed to contest, and officials say turnout may reflect public sentiment over the handling of the disaster. The Labor Department confirmed that residents of Wong Fuk Court had raised concerns in September 2024, including warnings about the flammability of the mesh used to wrap bamboo scaffolding. Authorities had earlier told them the buildings posed relatively low fire risks. Officials stated that tests conducted after the blaze revealed the mesh failed to meet fire retardant standards. Foam insulation also fed the flames, and parts of the fire alarm system were not functioning properly. Thousands have paid tribute to the victims, including nine Indonesian domestic helpers and one from the Philippines. Vigils are expected to take place in Tokyo, Taipei, and London this week. A memorial service was held at a funeral parlor on Tuesday to mark the seventh day since the tragedy, a customary day of remembrance in Chinese culture. Mourners prayed, wept, and placed lotus-shaped paper offerings symbolizing hope and spiritual renewal.